This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reflecting on those times when I feared what I thought I knew. Years ago, I learned this acronym for the word fear. I was told fear stands for false evidence appearing real. And when I think about this acronym, I think about Jacob's story. Jacob had two sons, Joseph and Benjamin, and he believed that his son Joseph was already lost because he was taken into slavery in Egypt, believed never to be seen again. And he is not willing to risk losing his second son, Benjamin. So when this certain officer of Egypt's court calls for Benjamin, Jacob believes as though this is his greatest fear, that he is about to lose his second son. He doesn't realize that this Egyptian officer is Joseph, the son he believes who is lost. So what we see here is that Jacob feared what he thought he knew, which was that this Egyptian officer was a threat, when in fact he was his savior in a sense, because Joseph was the one to reunite his family. And so my takeaway from this is sometimes what we can fear the most is what we need to do the most. The words that calm my fears are, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Psalm 23:4. Tomorrow, let's talk about failing forward. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let's remain open to the fact that what we may fear the most is what we may need the most.